Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Shout out podcast shows, Angel. That's my angel. That's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Monday. Man, I hope you guys had an amazing Monday. Also, I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone, birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Enjoy God's birthday. Also, I know people getting off work. I know people going to work. I know people just off, period. I know kids on spring break. Some kids aren't on spring break. I know kids are not on spring break. Gotta get out ready to get out of school. Or are they coming back? Or people going to school? So, yeah. Happy Monday to God. So, you guys have an amazing wonderful Monday. But today, of course, we're talking March Madness. The men's and the females. Also, it's about the NBA tonight, today. So, let's get into it. Let's talk about with the men. March Madness. I know a lot of people not really watching the March Madness. For the men, everybody tuning in with the women. Because it's so good. March Madness shit for the women. It's good, like teams get upset. Same thing for the men's as well, but like the women, like everyone drawn into it. But we're gonna talk about yesterday games for the men and the women March Madness. We talking about the Duke versus James. Of course, Duke won 93-2, James 55. Then you have Houston versus Texas A&M. Good game. Both games was good. I think it was OT. And Houston hold on to win the game. But, of course, Houston won 100 to Texas A&M 95. Then it was, like, game, like, upset. Like, team was upset. Like the Clemson versus Baylor. Clemson upset the Baylor. Clemson, of course, 72 to Baylor, 64 upset, crazy. So some of these games like upset teams getting upset, but you know we got today. Today we got four Wayne versus another school state at 6 p.m. today. Then the rest game Thursday. So yeah, that's only game for the women. Now the women was cold. Like team was getting upset. Like this game, like. Man, since it start to it now, teams getting like people upsetting. Man, it's crazy. Upset game yesterday was Duke versus Ohio State. Ohio State was up in the second half. Then Duke came back. Duke, of course, won 75-2. Ohio State 63. That was an upset. Crazy. Then you had South Carolina, of course. South Carolina gonna win. They still undefeated. So congratulations to them ladies. South Carolina, of course, blew out UNC. They blew them out 88-41. And they still undefeated to this day. So man, you gotta give up to South Carolina. It's crazy. Then another one is Colorado versus Kansas State. Colorado won 63-50. Good game. It was crazy. Then you had Middle Tennessee versus LSU. This game was good. This game was very good. Of course, LSU's won 83-10 Tennessee. Then where they from? 56. So it was a good game. It was a good game. But it was crazy. It was very, very crazy. Teams, again, like I said, everybody was fighting for their life. It was crazy. T was really fighting for the life to move on. Man, it was a good game. Like, these games were so good. I give it a 10 out of 10, man. 10 out of 10. Also, Baylor women versus Virginia State. It was a close game. Baylor, of course, won 75 to Virginia Tech, 72. Good game. But Baylor, of course, won. Upset the 4-seed. So, it was a good game. Team was going up and down. It was good. I really, really did enjoy. Because you never know, which team going to win. You never know. You can't take every team lightly. Also, the teams won, going to the Sweet 16. And they waiting for their opponent who have not played yesterday, playing tonight. So, it's going to be some good game. I know also going to be some upset. So, I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. It's going down. Teams that you already know, moving on to the Sweet 16, who already moved to, the 8th, League 8, I think it was called, the next round. But, you know, it's fun to watch March Madness because you never know. You could be up. You can be, so up in the second half of the quarter and then teams come back in the first, you can be up in the first quarter, right? The first half of the quarters, right? And then the second half of the quarter, that's when it's go time. You gotta play your hardest out. That's the crazy thing. You never know. That's why you gotta have a good first half, a good second half, so you can knock these teams out. But, you know, these teams not gonna let you win. You gotta go for it. And it was a good game. Yesterday game, Friday game, Saturday game. It was some good game for these teams. These team and these players is playing their hearts out, trying to, you know, go to the next level or trying to get better and stuff like that. Put their best foot forward to show these scouts that this I'm bad for your team. You should draft me. Also, watch out next year because I'm getting even more better. So it's tough. March Madness is that's why I see why it's called March Madness for a reason. Because you can upset the top seed. You know, you can upset the top seed and upset the world because the world never knew that you could have won that game. Everyone thought the other team could have won because, you know, they're the top team for a reason. But you got to put your best foot forward because you never know. Teams can have a good game. A team have a bad game. It's like, who wanted more? Because in the day, everyone wants that natty. This year, everyone wants the natty from last year. This year, more competition. And you can't count no teams out because every team is bad, good, so good. You can't count nobody out because every team gonna fight it out, duke it out. It's going to come down to the wire. It's going to come down to OT. It's going to be good. I really do enjoy March Madness, especially the women. Men, yeah, but the women, it's more interesting. The top women is going for, you never know. These women hitting each other, playing ball, shooting it out. Also, it's so fun, and I really do enjoy it. Because it's fun to watch, all the ass on the women, because it's so good. Because you never know which team going to get upset, or which team you know is supposed to win. And it's going to fight. It's going to be a tough battle, but that's the joy of basketball, and I really do enjoy it. So, like I said, I'm more excited with the women and the men, but, more excited with the women because you never know who's going to shock you and stuff like that. And these freshmen, these sophomores, these juniors, these seniors, these last undergrads, they balling. They balling out and showing them, this is what I can do. This is why I fit. This is why I should be on your team. So, the woman is, balling out. These freshmen who came in, they balling out. All eyes on them as well. And they see the moment. They feel like they've been here and they've seen it. And they excited to be there. And they enjoy every moment. Yes, it can be challenging. You have not been there. It's your first year being there. Sophomores who been there doing it. Juniors doing it. Seniors doing it who been there or have not been there till their senior year or their freshmen have not been there for a while, and they doing it, and it's crazy. And you got the veterans. Like, man, it's like everyone play a part of a role in the game. It's beautiful. Like, it's beautiful. I'm enjoying it. Like, every game, come on. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I'm deep. Like, I'm excited because I don't know who's going to upset who. It can go either both way, and I really, really do enjoy the game of basketball. That's the beauty of it. Now, let's move on to the NBA, of course. We already know who team like already eliminated. We know our team like putting on a fight, trying to make it to the playing in, the playoff, or cross the first seed. But you know, Friday game you had the Celtics versus Detroit. Of course, Celtics 129 to Detroit 102. Then you had the OKC versus the Raptor. Of course, OKC 123 to Raptor 103. And then Saturday games, of course, we had the Nets versus the, New York 2-2. We got one Brooklyn, we got one New York. Of course, New York 105 to Nets 93. Then you had the Kings versus Orlando. Good game, good fight, good battle. But Kings, of course, 109 to Orlando 107. Excuse me. Then you had the Hawks versus the Hornets. Of course, the Hawks should have won. Bennett. Hawks had 132 to Hornets 91. Then you had the Suns versus the Spurs. Of course, the Suns was supposed to win it, yeah. So, I had 131, 2 Spurs 106. And then you had the Raptors versus the Wizards. Shocking game. I thought the Raptors were going to win. But the Wizards won 112 to Raptors 109. Good game. Then you had the Nuggets versus the Trailblazers. Good game. Good fought battle. Stuff like that. But Nuggets, of course, 114 to Trailblazers 111. Good game. Also, the Rockets on a tear. Like, the Rockets, like, on, really on a tear. Rockets won versus the Jazz. The Rockets had 147 to Jazz 119. Then, yesterday game. Some good game. Good game. Fought, like, hard game. It's crazy. You have the Pel versus the Detroit. Pistons, of course. Pel's won 114 to Detroit. Pistons 101. Then, you have the 76ers and the Clippers. Crazy game. Same season was on the tear from the loss when they lost just the Lakers. So it was a good game. 76ers, of course, 121 to Clippers 107. Good game. But the 76ers wanted like more than the Clippers. They had the Cavs versus the Heat. Heat 121 to Cavs 84. They had the Warriors versus Timberwolves. Or yeah, pick it up because the Rockets like really behind them. It's crazy. Timberwolves, of course, 114. To worth 110. They had the OKC versus the Bucks. Man, Bucks just blew out OKC 100. Bucks had 118 to OKC 93. You had the Indiana Pacers versus the Lakers. It was a good game. Good game. But the Lakers, of course, won 150 to Indiana 145. So, but tonight game, I know this game, these games will be, it's like, it's down to the wire. I guess the playoff is basically like around the corner. So the regular season almost over with, but you know, you got some game still going on. Like, I think the second half of April, that's when the NCAA tournament starts, that's when playoffs start. So it's going to be tough. So, but tonight we got the Hornets versus the Cavs at 6 p.m. tonight. We got the Celtics versus the Hawks at 6:30 p.m. You know, that's going to be a good game. Then you got the Indiana versus New York. Pistons versus New York at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Then got the Knicks versus the Raptors at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Then got the Wizards versus the Bulls at 7 p.m. tonight. Then got the Suns versus the Spurs at 7 p.m. tonight. Then got the Trailblazers versus the Rockets at 7 p.m. tonight. Then got Dallas versus Jazz at 8 p.m. tonight. Then got the Grizzlies versus the Nuggets 8 p.m. tonight. Then got the 76ers versus the Kings at 9 p.m. tonight. Then got the Indiana Pacers versus the Clippers at 9:30 p.m. tonight. So, some of these teams got a back-to-back. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and I'm very, very excited about that. So, but for the standards right now, of course, Celtics number one. Bucks, Cavs, New York, Orlando, Indiana, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Detroit. Like I said, I don't know who, between the Wizards and Detroit, I don't know who's going to have Like, who going to have the 14 seat or the 15 seat? It can go either both ways, and I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about that. Trying to see who gonna end up who. But Detroit, Wizards, and the Hornets are eliminated, so they not making the playoffs this year. So, yeah. But like the Wizards versus the Detroit Pistons, man, I'm excited about that. Like, I'm very, very excited about that because I don't know who's going to end up the 14th seed, the 15th seed. It could go either both ways, but I'm enjoying it. Like, the East, it's funny. Like, no two batters to see who's going to end where and the standard on the season over with. And it'll be funny. But in the West, like I said, the West is so challenging. It's like, man, you don't know who's going to end up the first seed, who going to be end up in the play-in tournament. It's like the West. It's like everybody fighting. Like, everyone fighting. Same thing with the East, but the West, it's like, you already know what you're going to get with the East. It's like the West. It's like, it's challenging. It's very, very challenging. But number one, see, it's the champs, Nuggets, OKC, Timberwolves, Clippers, Pels, Suns, Kings, Dallas, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzly, Trailblazers, Spurs. We already know Spurs, you know. Eliminate, know the Trailblazers, you know, now we know the Grizzly is eliminated from the playoff. So, those teams are eliminated from the playoff. I already knew the Grizzly be eliminated from the playoff because they got too many injuries. Also, you know, their best player is injured, so I feel like they're going to come out next year for revenge. So, look out for the Grizzly. Can't wait for them to get healthy. Also, come out next year for revenge. Like, shocking. But, like, in the play-in tournament, if it start right now, Rockets got a chance to catch up with Golden State. They have a chance to catch up with Golden State. If Golden State don't pick it up and start winning, also Rockets have a chance to catch up with the Warriors, the Lakers, the Dallas, the Kings. But mostly like the Warriors, the Rockets can catch up with the Warriors and the Lakers. Just start right there. Because how they going right now, they like on a winning streak. So on the tier trying to make it to the play-in tournament, that's their, you know, their last option to do. Because no team not going to lay down. Like, the Rockets have a good schedule. Like, a good schedule that they coming up. But it's not going to be easy. Teams are not going to lay down for no one. So, you got to put your back foot forward. So, I don't know who going to win it. I don't know who going to make it to the play-in tournament. Everyone, first option, you guys trying to get the first seed. So, at the conference, every time you move on, you got the first two games at home. And then game seven, you got game seven at home. So, you got the final to say. Also, next round, same thing. Third round, same thing. The final round, the finals, the same thing. Like, if you got overall, whoever got the better record will have home court advantage. So, it could go either both ways. Like, for the East, who'll be in the play-in, Hawks versus the Bulls, 76ers versus the Heat. That's the play-in position. It can go either both ways. Like I said, it can go either both ways. Like, you never know. Teams can't catch up with teams who aren't in the play-in and on that, like, their tear, like, that winning streak tear. So, it's going to be different. It's going to be very, very hard. But I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, like, the basketball scenery, because you never know. That's the beauty of basketball, because you never know who's going to win, who's going to lose, who can shock you, who can surprise you, making the play-in tournament, also go to the next round, second round, the second round, go on the second round, then the third, and the fourth. So, it can go either both ways, and I really, really do enjoy these rounds, because you never know who's going to shock you in these play-in tournaments. Also, the playoffs, so it can go either both ways. But I'm enjoying. I'm really, really enjoying basketball because basketball season, since how the season almost over with, then we're in the playoffs. That's when it's like mentally toughness. Also, show why you made it to the playoffs because you know some people fans like question like, nah, they should not be in the playoffs. No way, I'm not gonna watch it. But you know why? You know people gonna watch it. So don't focus on that. Focus on having, like, play every game. One game at a time. One game at a time. Try to get these win. And, you know, and void. If you can't void the play in, void it. You know, if you can't, that's your last option. Playing the play in, cool. But it can be tough. It can be very, very tough and very, very challenging. That's the beauty of basketball. So, yeah. Before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take another breath in. Let it out. God first, self first. If you don't, if you're single, salute to you guys. God first, kid first, self first. Shout out to the single parents out there. Salute to you guys. When y'all big. God first, self first. Never in relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys. When y'all big ones, when y'all strong. Salute to you guys. God first, kid self. It's never. Shout out to everyone. Two parents household. Salute to you. God take care of your kids. Take care of your responsibility. Shout out to everyone. Salute to you guys when y'all big one. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, subscribe to YouTube channel. Of course, follow us on Wisdom. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Shut Up Podcast. My apology. Like I said, make sure you guys tell everyone that you know. Tell eight people. Tell everyone that you know. Also, put on for your animal, your dog, your cat. Your snake, your squirrel, whatever. And you got to put it on for them. Also, put it on for your people so they can listen to Shout out Empire. Listen to it. Also, make sure you guys check out season 1, season 2, season 3. Also, it's still in season 4, but make sure you guys check it out. Every season is better and better and better and better. Every season is better. Really, really want to enjoy every season of Shout Out Empire. So, make sure you guys check it out. Also, I want to say shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Love you guys so much. Make sure you guys have a wonderful one for us, you guys. Monday, man, enjoy you guys rest Monday. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal nothing. You know, steal your joy. You're having it. Don't let nobody do that. But love. Also, I always say this, if nobody love you, we love you. Have a wonderful one for the rest of y'all. Monday, also I want to say, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, everyone, birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday and see you guys here by tomorrow. I always say this, if nobody love you, we love you. Peace and love.
You guys on the Shytown Empire show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shytown Empire show. We love you guys, we gone.